When the U.S. Postal Service announced in July that it was considering closing down 3,700 branches, three dozen of them were in Alaska, most of them in rural communities. Alaska's delegation pushed back, and postal officials ended up taking all but five of them off the list. Even though most of Alaska's rural communities will keep their post offices for now, Senators Mark Begich and Lisa Murkowski say there should be rules governing which post offices the USPS can target for closure. They're part of a bipartisan group that introduced legislation Thursday to prevent the Postal Service from closing any locations that would leave the nearest branch more than 10 miles away, and that's on roads with year-round access. Senator Begich said in a written statement that there's no replacement for the post office in rural Alaska because it serves as a community center where locals get medicine, groceries, and vital equipment. Senator Murkowski pointed out that Alaska is, in her words, extremely limited in surface transportation during extreme winters, making 10 miles seem much farther in feet of snow and minimal visibility. There's still heated debate over one of the Alaskan branches on the possible closure list on Douglas Island, across the water from downtown Juneau. But otherwise, Alaska's rural communities were spared this time. The Alaska senators say this bill would prevent the post office from targeting them again. And even though Alaska fared well, they're standing in solidarity with rural colleagues. Other bill sponsors include senators from Montana and Kansas and Oregon, where 80% of the post offices on the potential closure list are more than 10 miles from the nearest branch, according to that state's delegation. The U.S. Postal Service is facing a grave financial crisis. It's afraid of defaulting on payments required to pre-fund its workers' future retirements and warned that it's looking at more than $8 billion in losses. Among the items that members of Congress are proposing to cut is funding for the bypass mail system, which subsidizes shipments to rural Alaska. Republican Representative Daryl Issa of California wants Alaska to reimburse the Postal Service for it, and the USPS says it costs at least $70 million a year. In Washington, I'm Libby Casey.